we left off. We finished Siman Pei Gimel. I just want to take a look over here in the Bir Lachov in a graph Takas HaNekev. Okay, so the graph Takas HaNekev, but so you have the seat the person would sit on, you have a bucket which is removable, which went underneath, that was called the bucket underneath is called the graph.
Excuse me, what's the
name of it? Then the Siman Pei Gimel. Okay, so the Rimaskal Ein HaGraf Tachas HaNekev, page 230. So it's about two lines in to that Bir Locha. So he says if the graph is there or the tzoy is there, it's considered like a basic kisei. Ach yesh la'ayin. Ulai ayin is that. Not just the seat and the container, but maybe the whole room now is considered like a basic kise. Also, even though it's behind him, but the fact that it's Talaron's behind him won't help because the room itself is also. Even though the room is large. So that's what he wants to suggest. Then skip down. The Efsher. I have it, by me, it has like a dot. So maybe that should impact the whole room. And he says, the Efsher. You see that's about halfway down that Bir Locha. Middle of the line. If you use the room for other things besides, then it does not get the din. If you use the container for other purposes as well, so the same thing will be in regards to the room, that the room is used to other things, do not confer a status of basic kisei on the room. Now behold the hulach dalamas yimokim shakolarech was such as kliyama dinak basic kisei in the Torah. It's all talking about once you've gone past the place where the smell is. So this is one of the terms which I talk about our bathroom, as we mentioned last time on Thursday. Is because that there's other things. There's a sink in there, and there's storage in there, and there's a shower in there, and there's a hamper in there. There are multiple usages which we use our bathrooms for besides just for the basic kisei. So that creates a kula that halacha is not considered just like a basic kisei. Then he says, if a person would not be careful about that, the Russian balls, etc. Okay, so that
careful about what?
This issue of considering possibly basic kisei when it should be. Okay, so that's one of the terim. Taking that heter, so we spoke about last time. I saw an interesting article written by one of the Megiddei Shir on this topic. So I mentioned to you last time that the walls which are made specifically for basic kisei. Are a problem that even facing the walls is a problem. So one of the places that's very very relevant is an airplane, or you have the portable toilets, you know, in the park, these type of things. So the even though you can't see any tzoya, the walls itself are also to look at. So a person would want to be he's there and having a picnic and he wants the bench. He has to turn away. He can't be facing towards that. They have the blockhouses which they use, which they actually have. It's not portable. It's permanent. But the walls are there just basically for the basic kisei. You know, see if it's a place where they have showers and other things, you know, and they have other functions. If somebody by a beach, you'll have other things there besides, maybe. But if it's just for the purpose of, all it is basically the men's room and the ladies' room, and you know, and then that's it. If that's all it is, you can't face towards that building. That building, the walls have a din. If there be multiple purposes being done on those, so in an airplane, you have the same problem, Luchara. So that should be an issue. But since the mice, sometimes there is a sink in there, and people go in there to wash up. There's other functions. So that's one kula, and then he brings a kula from the Marsham. I think he said it was from the Marsham. Am I remember correctly? I think it was the Marsham. I'm not not 100% sure about that. That you add paneling, so there's another layer. That's not for the basic. He doesn't need that layer. That's it should look nice for the room around, etc. That will take away the status of the walls of a basic kisei from those walls. So, it sounds like he was, you know, he reiterated. He says, "I guess I have not done research. Apparently, that's how he's perceiving the reality of those walls around the laboratories and the airplanes. That wall is not the wall which is inside. There's a layer. There's different layers. So if that would be true. That would solve that problem.
What about in a house? You're davening in the house.
So the assumption is that those walls, usually the walls are shared walls. They're the wall of the hallway. The wall, they have other functions.
That's right.
So that's not a problem. We did talk about last time the door. The door possibly might be more of an issue. The door is specifically miyuchad for the bathroom. So that we spoke last time. That the door might be an issue, and that seems to be Rav Moshe was making on the door as well. But not everybody agreed with that. I mean, even the door is shut. Obviously, if the door is open, you're looking at the toilet would be more problematic. Okay, Siman Pei Dalet. Imutar Likras B'Merchatz. So now let's move away from the basic kisei for now into the Merchatz. So Merchatz Chadash Alon Rochatz Aboy Mutar Likras Boy. So different than we had by basic kisei, we said that the basic kisei, but the concept conceptually to most, so a place designated to be basic kisei is also even though you never used it. But in Merchatz, that's not true. However, Uba Yoshin, but once it's been used and ready, it's developing the nature of a Merchatz. So what's the halacha? So we assume that usually the way it was made, there was three different areas in the Merchatz. There was the outside room, which everybody basically was dressed. There was the inner room where people would change and get undressed. And then there was the inner room where they would actually sit and take the Merchatz and the sauna, whatever it was. So, B'vayis and Shekhal Anim Shom is Levushim, is Mutter. The lobby where everybody, the reception area where everybody's dressed, it's not Merchatz. So there's Mutter to say Divrei Torah over there. U'bemsoi, in the middle area, Shekhsas, Ha'im Nim Shom, Levushim, Shekhsas, some people are dressed, some people are not. They're getting undressed there. So, Yesh Shom, Shilas, Sholom. You're allowed to greet somebody there, even with the Shem Hashem of Shalom. Avaloi Kriya Shema Utilia. You can't daven there. Umutu Lahara Shema Divrei Torah. However, the Ramah says it's mutter to think words of Torah. Even though there's people unclothed, we said before multiple times, we said that here is mutter facing Erba because it says it's called Devar. Devar Erva. So Dibur Osir here mutter. So you can't even say the name Shalom in that place. Which we'll talk about. What do you do if you try to talk to somebody, get his attention? His name is Shalom, right? Shabir will talk about that. Oshalanus Amen Rebeis Amerikatz. So you cannot say Amen. You hear bracha from somebody standing outside. You can't answer Amen.
That's in all three areas.
No, that's in the inner area. Okay.
But that implies that even the middle area where it's Usher and Kriya Shema, you put to answer Amen?
Correct. That's the Mishnah Berurah learns. Mm-hmm. We'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. So, cut now. Shalom Rachatzu, period. Shafil Upam Echad. It's never been used at all. The Rachatzu, once it's been used, so even though it hasn't necessarily developed the zuam, etc., which you expect the Merchatz to produce yet, it's only been used one time, but it's been designated as a Merchatz, and it's been used as a Merchatz, it gets the status of a Merchatz. All of the chumers are Merchatz. So the outer area, it's mutter. Of Alpha Gav, the basic kisei came along. The Elbasim and Pegimel sepays. The also Ayudei Asmona Bahama. Shani basic kisei the moist face. We spoke. We pointed this out. The basic kisei just designating it already makes it also. I'm sorry. This mishnah is going on the case that Merchatz Chadash, which you have not used, that you're allowed to read in there, even in the innermost area. because Hazman Allah Milsihi, I be basic Kisei, we said basic Kisei is extraordinary because of the element of Mias which comes with it. Therefore, even though it's never been used by basic Kisei, the thought of it is not proper to say Dibrik Torah over there, but over here that doesn't have that issue. The middle section, Ksasa Rumim. So then you can't say Kriyashma Utfilo, but you could greet somebody with the name Shalom. This Isser is not because, well, you're facing Erevah, you can't say it. The problem is because this is a place which is made for Erevah to be Galui, therefore you can't say, even though there's no Erevah right now. So even though everybody's dressed or there's nobody there. So it gets a little bit because it's part of the process, and this is where it really starts. It's part of the Merchitz, and the Din of the Merchitz will expand to include this area as well. That's one opinion. Some say no, that the issue is only true because there are people which are undressed. So you can't say Divrei Torah in the presence of people who are undressed. Well, the Divrei, according to them, the Cheder Shador Shem Habalon, the place where the person who takes care of the Merchitz, so, but sometimes people use that room. That's where he is. But sometimes people use that room to dress and undress. If right now nobody's undressed,
the person who runs the
Balon is the person who takes care of the Merchants. So Shari Lermati Retara Bakita Shutfila Bain Shamada. So, according to the Beis Yosef, even though it's a place where they would use to undress, for people sometimes there are not there's erva, but right now there's no erva, so that's mutter. Chosel Nibayis Amsoi. Now this only helps for the middle area. Abayis Benimi, the innermost section. Shkulum Arnim Shama Rumim Berachetim Sham, which that's where people are undressed and where people wash. So over there, the loch is who most fail chuliyama dinuk basikisei basafilo ein sham adam. The element of the presence of the people's bodies and the washing, you know, takes off the dirt and grime, etc. It makes the whole thing meis, etc. It becomes like a not pleasant area, so that even if there's nobody there right now, it's going to be usher to say any element of divrei Torah with it. Now, the whole winter is closed. Even though right now it's not being used, it won't be used another 6 months. Right now it's not being used, it doesn't make a difference. It's Americans and it has the Dinim Americans. You have not removed the shame Americans from it. In other words, let's say I want to buy this building and want to make it to something else. There is a process of doing that, and you can make it that it's no longer. We have this issue, if you remember, those of you who have a little bit of a longer memory, there is rooms in this building which were bathrooms, and we use them now for Divrei Torah in them. So there's a process how you can change it from a basic case to something else. That's true by Americans also. But it's not happening over here. They hear that they're going to use it next summer as Americans again. So even though for 6-8 months it's dormant, it's not used for anything, that's not called an Akira shame, that it's not Americans anymore. Okay.
Is this applied by a private, single-use type of, where it's one person at a time?
Bathtub type of a thing, you think?
Or a shower.
Sure. In general, there are many people... Given there are modern plumbing, etc., there definitely are people say it doesn't. I think most person say that this is not, that's not America. It's America. It was a larger area. There was a lot of people there. It wasn't a phenomenal. It created a zuma. They would have a sauna. The sweating. You know, you pull out all the put the zachen out of the people's skin.
There are saunas today.
Right. I'm saying the same. But our shower rooms, a person's in a private house, the shower room doesn't have this chumrah. Achim also shini ma'isa begufa, but if you changed it, You took out the oven. You made a place to live. So that's our halacha. You take out all of the equipment which is there. You cap everything off. You paint it. You put your rug in, and you build it up. You know, so now it's not a basic kisa anymore. It's a new room. That's mutter. Okay, so in the middle area, you can't say kriya shema or tefillah, but you could greet a person by saying shalom to him. Avaloi, kriya shema tefillah. Chayin kol bracha is a divrei Torah also shem. It's not only kriya shema tefillah. I mean, any bracha, any divrei Torah cannot be said there. Mashma divrei Torah. But even in berach shom and a chazim of work. But even if you did make a bracha, you do not need to repeat. Chayin kriya shema and a chazim of kare. So you're in the middle of the area, person should not have said Shema there, he did. Not only that, there's somebody there who's undressed, but not in a way which would have a halachic issue of him facing Yerva. But that sort of defines the area as an area for people which are Rumim. No, but he ever just still yet. He turned away, or the person was not there in that section, whatever. So then he doesn't have to go back. He was facing the person there when he made the bracha. But then he has to repeat. When you base a tefillah, what about a mikvah? Masikataz. The kaldinu kedin kibayis emsoish amerchitz. Ven levorach sham shum bracha. Okay, so the Maisa people are rooming there, even though there's not necessarily any type of, it wasn't the Merchitz necessarily, they didn't necessarily have a Merchitz with the Beis HaTefillah. So it doesn't have the Zuama, which a Merchitz produces, that people, everybody said in their rooming, and there's the steam and the hot water, the Beis HaTefillah was the Beis HaTefillah. But they do stand there a rooming. So its status is like the middle section, the Taz says. Therefore, you can't make any brachas there. Rach birchas atzvila shehi hakreichis shom kidi evad hu kahi chashuba. But the woman who makes it bracha when she goes to the mikvah can say it there. Or a man who's a ger makes a bracha when he goes to the mikvah, he can say it there. That's bidi evad. Because im hamavorech and in orim. Now that's all talking about the person making the bracha is dressed. You're not facing somebody who is undressed. If so, if he's facing towards Erva, he has to turn away. She has to be aware of this issue that she should say the bracha in the proper way. So the answer is, instead of making the bracha when you're standing outside of the actual water and then going to the water, it's better to go into the water, not be tevel totally, neck all the way down, and make the bracha then. Finally, Abba Simon Ayindalitz have cut in Tezayin, Shekosav Atoyev, Shetakron, Bereglel, Shayev Orel, Nirim, Ba'amayim. And that, under those circumstances, it's better that the water should be unclear. And if it is clear, so you should stir up the bottom of their table. Usually was dirt.
It worked in their mikvahs.
What?
Even in the Mishnah Berurah's time, they had dirt in the bottom of the mikvah.
Imagine, except for probably the larger cities, the ones you had out in the shtetlach were probably still pretty on the basic side.
Is this even a heated mikveh, or are we talking non-heated?
Mishnah Berurah is going to get to that. Right now we're talking about unheated. Okay. About Tom. So why does he say it's better? You should be the shom and mokam amayim yosim mistar, but the eno nechshav kibayis them soy shom merchitz. Since the water acts as some level of a covering. So you sort of have this strange level of in between. So therefore, it's not part of the base of the mokum where they stand the rumim. So that's better than the baisim soy. Pasha the gam shom tzricha base a bracha l'hachshav panav b'gubam min nashim harumoy soim de shom base a tefila. she can't be facing other women. Fine. But no other bracha can be said there. The case where there's nobody Orem over there, you may say other brachas. However, mikveh they add hot water to it, Gabriel's question, is from the Yeshba Havla, it does create this steam, which then, the steam gets in the person and it sort of like helps the skin shed and, all these wonderful things. It creates a mias, a thing. There's element of mias there. Kamakum, so that might apply to the America, to the mikvah, because it has that the hot water. Kamakum, after learning the ein bazuma v'havla kol kakum of America, we could also argue it's not as much as the actual America. And therefore, it would not have this chumrah, even though you add hot water to it, it would have the coolness, which you said before, that if there's nobody orim there, according to someone, you're allowed to say the chachila, etc.
What mikvah has hot water?
The Mishmur was talking about, I said tefillah before, but basically it was a place which caught rainwater. The water got cold. He says, so there's no problem of the zuama being generated by as a person has hot water, it causes them to sweat more, etc. It causes them to shed off some of the skin, and the whole thing becomes like, a little bit meas to think about. It doesn't apply to cold water. So he said, so that's what he's assuming until now. But a case where there is hot water, so that might change something. And he seems to be inclined more to say maybe than not. So somebody came along with a great idea, and he combined the two. So you have the Americans, and you have the mikvah. The Americans vali osir levorach sham brichas tefila. So the Americans part, you can't make a bracha. I feel my mind turkey, and maybe even sitting in the water, it's problematic. Yishamar habul the Americans nafish my mind nami osir. So he says we could argue that possibly that even the person sitting in the water, which acts as some, but his head is outside of the water, he's making the bracha, and he's in that room, which has the havla. So we could say maybe that the havla of America is a significant amount, and therefore even though he's in the water, it's still awesome. Yeah. So the Ramah said that in the middle area, you're allowed to be a mahar dibrit or lahar sham. If you're a negative nashim arumin, they hear a negative erva, and it's there. There's no way to feel a negative nashim arumin, even though people are unclothed. Because here, a negative erva, and it's there. There's no way of thinking and learning facing erva. But in the middle, in the innermost chamber, where everybody's umrum over there, I feel the shila shalom is us. Vav, ki shalom hu shmoi shel kadosh baruch hu, shem rabbi yikol Hashem shalom. So that's word shalom acts as a name, an appellation for kadosh baruch hu. So to say Hashem's name in the base of America is improper. Similarly, this would apply in the alleyways, which there was tinuf there, means there was soya of a person there, or even if there wasn't soya of a person there, but there was enough rotting things there that it became repulsive. That we said before that an ashpa is the rice. It's the same thing as soya, just a different way to get there. Called it by Sepanimi. So now you have a fellow's name is Shalom. You can't call him his Hebrew name because that you're saying Hashem's name. Some are do allow. So we talk about peace. That represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the concept of peace. Talk about a guy named Shalom, you know, say, well, his name is peaceful. You know, like, you're not being mechavan the shame Shalom, you know, the idea of peace. You're mechavan the shame the guy's name. Therefore, it's a suffered. We'll rely on that sheet. However, this argument that a person's name is Shalom, it is proper to be Machmer. So what should he do? So he says, okay, Vel's name is Shalom. Mikra didn't do what to be Makel. My Sir Shalom is Shu Machmer. And what should he do is he should sort of like get the name as such. He's calling the person by name and he doesn't finish off the name. Shalom, right? So you're not really saying the Shalom. You don't say the mem, or you say Shalom, right? The person's not going to hear anything, so they hear what the difference is in the mem. But you, as far as you're concerned, you said the right thing.
Are there any other names similar to this one?
There's a Maaseh Dirshu that gives a time for distinguishing between Shalom and other kinuyim of Hashem, that by this one especially, because it's really become bimkom Shem Hashem.
Okay. Now, then he says, the next step is when you write a letter, and you sign your letter, so you sign your letter with your name. So, if your name is Nochum, so, right, so the person finishes the letter, he takes the letter, he throws it into the Ashpas. It's sitting there with everything else decomposing, etc. And it says the word Nochum in there in the Ashpas. Okay, not the end of the world. Your name is Shalom, and you sign your name, and now the name Shalom is sitting amongst all of this discard, decomposing together. So that's not proper. So it would be proper to write it with a contraction of a Shin Lamed Vav with a little marking, or Shin Lamed Mem. So you haven't said the full name, and therefore you don't have that problem. Now the Ramah said you can't answer a main of Americans. You're hearing from outside or from down the street, whatever it is, you're hearing somebody in bracha, you can't answer, man. Now, but here, Hanu Dafka, Bebayas, Epinimi, Shug, Duka, Basic Kise. So the inner area is like a basic Kise. Al Bayas, and Soy, Shar Lamas. In the outside room, for sure, you can say Shema, so that's not the Kiddush. The Kiddush is in the middle room where you can't say Shema, but a man you can say. So saying Amen is not the same way we're about to Shila Shalom over there. We know that this is a very, very clearly very limited one second. We're not afraid that he's going to bring this. He said Amen, that's all he did. Saying Amen alone is not saying words of Kedusha. It's saying, I believe it's true. Okay, so I believe that's true. That's fine. We got him Shaloi, Adam, Dara, Locha, Bavaisa, Panimi, Osalam, Loi, Ain, Shiba, Mimerkets. You can't say, he can't answer you over here, but it's also Locha. You can't answer Locha's in the Merkets. Within Kishnasan, Loi, Adam, Echad, Shalom, Mimerkets. Somebody greeted you. You can't tell me you can't say Shalom. I can't answer you, the Americans. Because.
Is it because it's like it's giving up
Sakhalachar? It's like since in Bayis HaPanimi, even. We're saying everything is even here is in the Bayis HaPanimi, even here is Osir. So. Amishim Merchitz is a halacha, and or al kaponim, it's a level of here. All right.
But can't you at least just signal to him, you know, for the sake of shalom, just to signal I can't talk to you here?
Probably, yeah. You can say, listen, it's Americans. So what are you saying? Well, it's Americans. There's also say things in America, right? You know, that's much. Does that have you feel a hearer? That's a Madrega lesson here. It's saying, you know, it's America. So you have to draw a few thoughts till you get to the point where that you've got to the halacha point. That's not called a hearer. America, you can. Same way you can say a man over there, you could give a very brief response. That's not us. The Yesh Rechim Gam B'Baisim Soibis that we had before, B'Baisim Soibis is as Chomer as the B'Baisim Panimi, according to them. Rakim Yesh B'Mishum Dark Yisholim Mutzah Lomer B'Loshin Zeh. If you need to greet the person that you're going, whatever it is over there, you'll be Michael. English is America, you shouldn't take a drink. They have this hot sun and they get thirsty. So you can't take a drink while you're sitting there. Kelly also the Baruch Shem, you can't make a bracha there. Libracha is saying lishas, and you can't drink without a bracha. If you want to, you want to try. So Masik Primagodim, she have Baruch Beis Achis and Becheder Abalon, B'Shosh Ein Shomaneyonim Marum. So in that situation, so what should you do? You should make a bracha, but you can't make a bracha inside. Did you go out to the Bais Achitzen or to the Balin? Is if nobody's there right now, unclothed? So the Bais Achitzen here means the middle area. No. If you make a bracha, you have to go to the outside area. So the other option is the person would let the water cover him. We got Mechasa Rosh, he has to cover his head as well. Then he could drink a little bit over there and then come back to the Americas. Since when he made the bracha, he planned to switch, that he could switch. It's all talking about that we're not removing from building to building. It's all the same building. While the work who's the Americas club, but they go outside of the building is also. She did the work, Lisha's club, like Americas. The body also has been bracha Lishtia. That make the bracha outside and wait till the fellow comes around and then go inside. That's obviously not.
Wait until the
fellow comes around. I'm sorry. A bit earlier, just he wants to. You make the bracha outside and you come back inside and then you drink. You know. He said before, make a bracha outside, take a sip outside with intent to go back inside and then continue drinking. But to make the bracha outside, then walk inside. The person will walk all the way inside, and then first drink. So between the bracha and the drinking, there was the hefsek of the walking.
In going to another room is also the hefsek of going to another room, because he seems to imply you should not make the bracha and start drinking outside and almanas to drink inside, because that's also too much. That's not hefsek between the bracha and the drinking, but shinui makom. Isn't that
an issue? That's a shame, Malcolm, right?
Like, for example, I make a bracha here, and then I want to continue
drinking. Outside the building, or vice versa, right? That's a new place. But within the building, room to room is not a problem. But if I made a bracha in room A, plan the room to go continue in room B, it's fine. But I can't make a bracha in room A, and then first start drinking in room B. Finally, with Simon Summer Bays, Mishabura, Mabir Aloch. Mezuzah America to buy a primi of emsoi potter. The inner area is the middle area. There's no din of mezuzah. What in America sheish lefana chotzer? Because there's something that's so excessive in a room. If some people stand outside, potter gam can also be potter. There's a balan chiyavas mezuzah, the place where the balan lives. The who kind of garments? It's a room. And they should motzi somebody on a room. Someone that uses room. So the chasam is you have to cover it.
Well, aren't our covers? They mean like our covers,
which are correct. It means that they're not. It makes it not visible.
The clearer cases not good enough for that purpose.
No, I don't think so. Malzoy shows the Americans pamachos shayim b'shana or lighter hoyz chayim mezuzah. So, place which you use only one time So here's two examples: the malt house, which basically was a place where they would do some type of grinding, etc. But I guess there was water that turning it. There was a pool of water, so they want to use it as a mikveh once in a while, or a lighthouse. So I don't know where the merchitz was over there exactly. I guess they would have like a beach house with a lighthouse on top. I don't know. So the house where you have the tubs, he says that the Kharim Sum that was not for Zuma. That's only because that was the Metzius. The Taka was an area which would become very dirty, etc. We don't have the Metzius. It's much more clean nowadays. And Pasha, the assumption is our tubs do not have that then. Okay, let's hold it here.